back at the NBA lockout, David Stern announcing more canceled games through the end of November. Not that you really miss the games early in the year. What are we going to do on Christmas Day if there's no NBA games for my kids to ignore completely? Because it's going to be the Celtics, the Lakers, the Heat, the Thunder. There's only a handful of teams that play on Christmas Day anyway, and I don't like any of the teams that play on Christmas Day. So if you want to wait till after the Winter Classic to start up the NBA season, that's fine by me. Make it like a 50-game season, just like 99. We had a shorter regular season. NBA season's too long. Those games are just so crappy early on. They don't really mean anything. Unless you're playing fantasy basketball, that's different. The owners, no reason for them to cave at all from their 50-50 demand until the players start missing paychecks. They're testing the players' resolve is what they're doing. A lot of the players have no business acumen whatsoever. Their agents are short-sighted. They're not looking out for the players' best interest. They're looking out for their long-term best interests. And the players are right. I honestly believe that there's no league without the talent, without the players. But at the same time, there's no league unless a bunch of rich guys decide they're going to have teams and build arenas or get the city to build the arena and they sign a sweetheart deal lease. The players aren't going to sign sweetheart deal leases with arenas. The players aren't going to go through the logistics of organizing an entire league and a schedule and a season and a postseason and a draft. The two sides need to get over this. They need to get off of who is more important in the whole thing. I look at it like I've got kids, right? And I fancy myself on being a great dad. And as much as I want to be the better parent, the favorite parent, the most important parent, I can't be the only parent. I could not have become a father by myself. There's no asexual reproduction. I needed to have a female involved, regardless of whether the female is inferior or not, right? It takes two sides. It's like making a baby. Any sports league is like making a baby. You need to have the players, but then again, you need to have the organizing body that gives the players the platform. The players can't create the platform on their own. I know how this is going to end, by the way. The players are going to settle for 50-50. They're going to choke on 50-50. They're trying to come down to 52. I know. They're going to have to swallow their pride regardless. 57% of BRI, basketball-related income, that's gone. That is a ghost. 57% of BRI is a ghost. The owners are perfectly fine with 50-50. I'm perfectly fine with 50-50. The players are stuck on 52. The owners are willing to wait and see if the players missing some paychecks is going to make a difference. But I look at it this way. Sometimes you're just screwed and just get it over with. It's like if you're going through something completely unpleasant, you know you're going to get screwed anyway. Just, you don't need to say whatever. Just leave me alone. The players are at that point. The players needed to say to the owners, whatever, just leave us alone, give us the 50-50, shut the hell up, let's go back to playing some basketball. That's really the only way this is going to end. The owners have all the leverage here. Until the players can decide they're going to go into business for themselves, the owners are the business. Movie stars don't own or run movie production companies, DreamWorks, Warner Brothers. You always need the talent, but without the organized platform, you're basically just a street performer. A guy at the subway with the guitar case open and all change in it and just sitting there playing his little song for dollar bills. That's really all the talent is without the organized platform. They're going to have to understand that. It's not fair. It's not right. Not really, but that's life. Could always go to work at Foot Locker for $9 an hour like real people do. At least you won't have to worry about getting those little step ladders, those step stools to get up on the high shelves to get the shoes because 7-foot guy, he can just get on his tiptoes, get up there. You can reach anything. You can change light bulbs.